You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
There is no bigger sports spectacle in the 2024 year than the race that will occur on Monday between two absolute sports icons, LeSean Shady McCoy, James Jones.
Oh God.
Hey. The tail of the tape, it is behind Dre. Fellas. Fellas,
the tail of the tape
is behind you.
Oscar De La Hoya.
You got 5'11", Shady McCoy. You got 6'1", James Jones. You have 12 NFL seasons. You got 9 NFL seasons. You got a 4'5 in his prime. You got a 4'6 in his prime. You got a touchdown leader reception-wise. You got a touchdown leader rushing-wise. Freakazoid athletes.
Oh, God.
Their primes are long behind them, but in their mind, they still bout that action.
First of all,
what is give me the cadence right now, because you know that'd be the trickiest part. Hold on, I'm jumping. I'm doing, what's the cadence?
It is going to be an on your mark.
Uh-huh.
Get set. Whistle. Okay. That is how it's going to go.
Yo,
you on got your the mark, whistle.
Get to either myself or Joy Taylor will have the whistle.
Oh, bro.
Yes, sir.
He's 40, though. This
one
is cheating.
Time.
On your mark. Get set.
Look, that's a 40-year-old stance.
Whistle. Remember, America, there is $10,000 on the line. Both of these gentlemen will be reporting with $10,000. If I do not see the money, they are instantly disqualified, and the other individual will win.
Yo, he's 40.
Say that again.
If I do not see the money, the other individual is instantly disqualified, and the other individual who brought the money will win.
Either way, we run.
Run it. Yo, he's 40. I don't know if y'all know that or not.
39, man. Quit cheating me.
Joy, he's going to be 60 in no time. Just so you know that.
Quit cheating me.
How do you go from 39 to 60?
We have introduced Shady. We have introduced James Jones. But Joy Taylor, you have had days to think about this race.
My bad. I was getting my form.
You got 48 more hours, Joy Taylor, to ponder this race. What is going through? You've seen a lot of incredible matchups.
Uh-huh.
What's going through your mind on the eaves of this one?
Well, listen, you guys are going to give him a show. If it's anything like a face-off. Look, all I'm asking is, I know Shay, you don't stretch. You don't like
to
stretch.
You don't do that. You don't play that. Don't play that stretch.
I think you should stretch.
I'm definitely going to stretch.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of things I don't do, Joy. You didn't. I don't stretch, I don't eat good, I don't get sleep.
You don't run.
I don't run, I don't drink water.
But he never did.
I never did.
Get that
still
straight.
Led the league
I'm
in rushing.
The next too.
Couple times.
Okay.
But last thing you didn't talk about.
Man, I never ate good.
He's 40 though, that matters though. He's almost close to 50, he's 40.
I'm 39, quit cheating me. But that's even gonna be worse.
You're so serious. I don't know what's going to happen.
I know that's your boy.
I want to be at the finish line, though.
My dog.
No, I just got here. You just met me. We cool. So I know who you ride with. And that's all good. But what you going to say?
Wait, hold on. Who are you picking?
40/50, and I win.
Yo,
I reserve the right
I know that shit, dude.
Not make a pick.
You know what I'm saying?
My OG, man.
Yeah.
I'm wearing tights the whole day.
The whole day.
If we on set, I'm wearing tights.
It's whatever.
I'm talking about the Terrell Owens tights.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah.
Go get it.
And listen, you don't got to ask him what he picked. I don't care who. If you go against 2-5, then bet something.
Bet something.
I've been talking about my whole life.
Ooh,
and you see how that worked out.
It worked out great for him.
Ching, ching.
Look, America, I cannot overstate how big of a race this is. You may have seen Usain Bolt. You may have seen Flojo. You may have heard of Allyson Felix. But the races you have witnessed from those individuals has nothing,
mm-mm,
and I mean nothing, in comparison to what you will see on Monday.
What I do know is everybody in the studio, just be prepared to bring a parka, a blanket, because everyone's going to be in here sweating.
On your mark. Get set. Whistle. I'm out of there.
Slim going to be in the building. I done made a call.
There may be a Slim appearance if LeSean McCoy wins. Family, let's get to first and 10.
Now I'm really going to win.
Slim ain't coming.
Word on the street, Russell Wilson was sighted en route to Pittsburgh earlier today to visit the Steelers, but he made a pit stop in New Jersey earlier to have an exploratory meeting with the New York Giants. New York Giants first, Pittsburgh Steelers second. I got to thinking in 2-5, I said, you know what? The Giants make some sense for Russell Wilson in my mind. Brian Daboll, the head coach for the New York Giants, he has shown the ability to develop quarterbacks. Josh Allen, he developed him exponentially. Daniel Jones, he allowed Daniel Jones to look like a competent quarterback, allowed Daniel Jones to play so well that he convinced ownership to give Daniel Jones an $80-plus million deal. Brian Daboll has stability. Brian Daboll is a coach who will now have the same system in play for the third year in a row. This is not a new offense. Not a new coach, not a confused coach, a coach that has proven he can develop quarterbacks. So if you are Russell Wilson, the first thing you got to do, 2-5, is ask yourself, can I go to a place where I will be good? Not necessarily the team will be good. Can I go to a place where I'm not embarrassing myself? I actually think the New York Giants is a brilliant location for us because Brian Daboll is one of the best quarterback developers currently coaching the game of football right now. You know the NFC East well. Do the Giants make sense for Russ?
I would say yes for a couple different reasons. One is, when you don't have a lot of options, who are you to say what you need, what you want? Mm. If the Giants want to get Russ, go get there. Go there because you need options, because you don't have options. The second thing is, I think it would be a good look for Russ because I think they will take a rookie quarterback, right? And I think Brian Daboll is so good where he can kind of grow and groom that young quarterback because they need somebody for the future. They need somebody that's a franchise quarterback. And there's a couple of them in this draft that can get. I think if you get a guy like Russ as a bridge guy, he could teach him a little bit, show him the things he's experienced in his league. And then another thing is the money part, where you don't want to spend too much on a quarterback, and Russ is not expensive right now, because you need so many weapons for the Giants. They need so much help: offense, defense, linemen, wide receivers, running back. Now, like, they have so many holes that you got to get a cheap quarterback to fulfill your roster. So, I like the Giants for them. The best move for me would be the Steelers, but I don't mind the Giants. Really, really good, well coached.
No. And no for both parties. Where are they going? Like, where are you going? You get Russell Wilson, where are you going? You win 2 to 3 more games. You're not going anywhere. The only thing Russell Wilson possibly can do is win you a couple games at the end of the season. If you win, you might make it into the playoffs or something like that. Maybe help keep Brian Daboll's job if, you know, the next couple years this thing looks like the way it looked last year. We can all raise our eyebrows, but if this thing looks like it did last year, 2 years in a row, people gone. Russell Wilson is not about to help fix nothing that the Giants have going on over there. They do not have offensive pieces. You're about to lose your best offensive player in Saquon Barkley, right? You just lost your defensive coordinator. You don't got big-time pieces on the defensive side of the ball. This team is not going anywhere. As for Russell Wilson, this is an opportunity for him to revive his career. Why would you want to go to New York and possibly look worse than you did in Denver, especially even team-wise, then choose a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers? I know we say Russ can't be choosy, but he really can because you are getting him for pennies. So it's going to be some suitors out there knowing that you are going to get Russell Wilson for cheap. But when you talk about the Giants, this makes no sense for both parties. If I'm Daboll, how can I go get one of these young kids in the draft to be able to be my quarterback for the next 10, 15 years? Not Russell Wilson come out here and play like he played in Denver last year, because that's all we asking from Russ. And then you still in the same situation you're sitting in now with a high draft pick again next year. This makes no sense for both parties, in my opinion.
But what about the Russ teaching the young quarterback, though? Same way they did with Patrick Mahomes. Same way they did with a lot of different quarterbacks.
But my thing is, I would just let the young quarterback go. You're not going to win anyway. Let the young quarterback go. I could see if you were like a Jordan Love, an Aaron Rodgers, something like your team is about to compete. You need a veteran to come in there, your team compete, make the playoffs. The young fella can learn. That's not the Giants. They're not going over. This is a bad football team, a very bad football team at that.
Yeah, all the teams in New York are bad football teams right now. This is not a good idea for Russ. I understand why the Giants would want him. If I'm the Giants, I would love to have Russ. You already have a sunk cost in Daniel Jones. Daboll can definitely make Russ better. He's shown the ability to do that. they don't really have a lot of stuff going on right now. Bringing Russell Wilson in will give you some buzz, some positivity. Maybe he can make some plays. You can kind of compete in that division. Sure. Like, from the Giants' perspective, this is a great situation. And you could draft a quarterback. Maybe you do sit him behind Russell Wilson. But if I'm Russ, why am I going to the Giants? This is not a good situation. This is not a good roster. They are not winning right now. They haven't won the division in 11 years, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
So they're not in a position to win right now. Russ has to win right now. Russ needs to go to a place that is ready to win right now. And when I say win, I don't mean a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean compete in the postseason. There's not that many teams that are in that position in the first place, and the Steelers are one of them. And they're interested. Yeah. So I think that the Giants only make sense from the Giants' perspective. If I'm Russ, I want no parts of having to go to New York City and be the savior of the New York football Giants. No thanks. I already did that in Denver. It went poorly. And while I do think that, I mean, not even a question, Daboll is a better coach, obviously, than Nathaniel Hackett, Daboll's still establishing what he's got going on there because they've struggled as well. And he's got to rebuild that roster and put together an identity for what their future is going to be. So I don't want any parts of that if I'm Russ.
Here's where I'm at with it, though, is everything the Giants offer, the Steelers don't. And everything the Steelers offer, the Giants don't. So I think it depends on what you want if you're Russ. Because offensively, the Steelers don't offer you any stability, Russ. They don't know who their offensive coordinator is. It's Arthur Smith. But who has Arthur Smith developed? Taylor Heineke? Desmond Ridder? Marcus Mariota? Ryan Tannehill? So who has Arthur Smith developed at the quarterback position? If you go to Pittsburgh, Russ, you're the weak link. If you go to the New York Giants, Russ, you can be the savior. If you go to Pittsburgh, Russ, I don't know that you'll develop, but you'll be on a really good team.
Why does Russ need to develop?
Yeah, because he hasn't played well in the last 3 years. So if you go to the Giants, at least you have a – he hasn't played well in the last 3 years.
But, I mean
– 3 years ago in Seattle, he got hurt and didn't play well.
He played good last year.
2 years ago, he played in Denver.
He played last year, and I'm not – you can't say Russ needs to develop.
So that's, I do not trust Russ with Arthur Smith. I would rather trust Russ with Brian Daboll. But I don't trust anybody with Arthur Smith. I haven't seen Arthur Smith develop any quarterback. So if Russ goes to Pittsburgh – and I think Pittsburgh is obviously a bit more competent franchise than the New York Giants right now. But if you're Russ, I look at it, James, to some degree, like when you went to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now, y'all didn't necessarily win, but you had 112 targets. You had the most catches you ever had. And what do you want out of life? You want to go ball individually, or do you want to be on a better team, and you're still probably not going to win it all?
But why would Russ ball individually in New York? Do they have a better roster than Pittsburgh?
Don't have a better roster, but they're going to lean on him more because obviously we know.
But we know doesn't do well.
But that's what Russ always wanted to do. That's the dichotomy. Remember, y'all.
The last 2 years, Russ can't do it. That's what he's showing us the last 2 years, that he can't do it. That's why I say I wouldn't even got off the plane.
What you mean?
To New York. This don't make no sense.
But Brian Daboll's a genius. So if you're a quarterback and you got a quarterback whisperer, a coach of the year 2 years ago, and you got an incredible quarterback developer, and you're a quarterback, you want to play for
it. But that's it, though. We've talked for hours and hours about how Russ needs a great team around him. He's not the guy that's going to go in and drag a team to the postseason. He's not going to be the catalyst of it. He is going to be the piece that doesn't mess things up, the piece that adds the extra play here and there.
I agree.
The Giants have an empty cupboard. He's going to be like... He's like the thing. Like, he's like you cooking this with every meal. Like, he's the rice. Like, there's no extra stuff. You're just getting rice, and you'll be full, but that's not going to get it done. Not when you've got, you know, somebody else bringing mashos to the table every night. This is not the same thing. So I'm not saying that the Steelers are the perfect situation, but when comparing to the Giants, they have a more talented roster. They have a culture. They have a much better coach. They're in a position...
But it depends if you're Russ. You feel me? Like, they have a much better coach in totality. But if you're Russ, you look at Brian Daboll and say, Brian Daboll can do more for me than
Arthur Smith
can.
Arthur Smith is not a – he's been a head coach. Like, I wouldn't say Arthur Smith is completely incapable of coaching.
James, I don't want to cut you off.
No, you're good. I'm just saying, just looking at Russ, because you talked about Russ a couple days ago, and you said you don't know if it's the right fit for him in Pittsburgh personality-wise.
Yes, sir.
And all that type of stuff. So you don't think he's going to get ate up by the New York market? Number two, we're talking about Russell Wilson like he's going to play 5-6 more years at a high level.
He said 8. He said recently in his
interview,
what he
says. I'm racing shady because I got confidence in myself. I understand what he's saying, but what we watch it, you know, that's like me going out there racing shady and he dusts me and I come in here next week like, come on. No. We know what you are right now. Right now, Russ probably has 2 good more years at him. Out of him, right? Especially with people giving him opportunities to be a starter. You better go to some place to where you can ball and at least try to get 3 or 4 more years out of it. You go to Brian Daboll, even if he plays well, He might play for two more years, and Russ going to be out of the league.
This is the most fascinating storyline in the NFL, and we will keep you all up to date. When we return, can anybody stop the Denver Nuggets, family? The Boston Celtics had three 50-point wins this season, more than anybody in the history of the NBA. But even that meant nothing when they saw the Denver Nuggets, the reigning champs. Can anybody stop the Nuggets? I don't think so. That's next on the other side of this commercial break. Remember, check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel. Sirius. XM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Celtics Nuggets, two of the best teams in the NBA. They faced off yesterday. It was a phenomenal matchup. Joker finished with a 30-point triple-double. Aaron Gordon, every time this dude catches a ball, it's going to be a highlight reel dunk. Anyway, the defending champs, they've now won seven of their last eight. It is looking ugly if you are not a Denver Nuggets fan. Joy, they have run through just about anybody that seemed like a formidable opponent. Can anybody stop the Nuggets from repeating?
It doesn't look like it.
It does not at all.
It doesn't look like it. I mean, people are having some nice seasons.
Yeah, some real good seasons.
Some good seasons. I don't want to get too crazy and say cute. They're having some good seasons. But Nuggets look different. Mm-hmm. And here's what's scary about the Nuggets. Last year, you know, we had some questions still, you know, can they make it all the way through? Are they going to come together? Are the role players going to step up? All these moves that they made. Well, now that they're champs, we don't have to wonder if they have the experience. They know what it takes to win a championship. They know who's got to step up. They know how hard it is to do it. So not only are they playing with the confidence that they're good, they know what they're capable of doing. That's just an entirely different level of confidence. I mean, I think that the playoffs will be more competitive than they were last year. But as far as somebody stopping them, look, a lot can happen in the postseason. It's a very, very long postseason. There's a lot of games. You got to account for injuries. Stuff happens. But if they're playing the way that they're playing right now and everyone's available, it is really hard to make a case that they're not going to be in the finals representing the Western Conference.
If it wasn't the Celtics, I didn't know who. To me, the Celtics match up best out of anybody in basketball. Why? Because the Celtics got length. You got Jason Tatum out there. He's 6'8". You got Porzingis out there. He got height on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Celtics have length. The Celtics have experience.
Porzingis guard.
That was a dilemma. that ended up being the dilemma. Like, and but that's my problem is when you think about Denver, why they're so unstoppable, you got a 6'10 3, you got a 6'10 4, and they can move. Yeah. Usually when cats come out there playing big, you'll just say, you know what, let's go small ball, and we'll just run them off the court. But Michael Porter Jr. is just as fast as your 6'6 3. Aaron Gordon is just as athletic, if not more athletic, than your 6'8 or your 6'9 4. So how can you stop the Nuggets when anything you can counter, they can counter with? Yeah. They're just as fast. They're just as deep. They can shoot the trade ball just as well, if not better. They got the better best player on the court because Joker's going to be better than anybody's best player on the court, more likely than not. So I don't know, James Jones, how the Nuggets can be stopped.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. The scary thing about the Nuggets is they whooping people and they ain't even playing their best basketball.
At all.
You know, like some of these games, I'm like, they could play better and they still whooping people. So if I had to pick one team, to be honest with you, Porzingis, yes, he has length, but he ain't guarding nobody.
Yeah, he didn't.
You know, he's not guarding nobody. It's still the Suns for me. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, a healthy Booker. When those three dudes are healthy, they average 121 points. So when you're averaging 121 points, your defense ain't really got to be like that. The other team got to put the ball in the basket. So I think healthy-wise, if both these teams are healthy, I think the Phoenix Suns can give them a run for their money in the playoffs. That's the matchup that I'm looking forward to see. And the only team that I can look at right now that can say can slow down or even beat the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know, James. I'm all about matchups, yeah, man. And I don't see anybody matching up well against them, right? Because they can play the half-court game, right? They got the size and the athleticism that you just talked about. They got the shooters. They got the pick-and-roll game with Jamal Murray and Jokic. And then they really want to run.
Yeah.
And when we want to run, either my point guard got it, oh, that's cool, you don't have to have it. Because our best player on the team, our seven-footer with a lot of stomach on him, Jokic, runs the point.
Yeah.
And then they got shooters. So I don't know, man. And another thing I like about this team is, like, their head coach is, he's phenomenal, right? Even last year, when they played the Suns in the playoffs, I watched how Mike was challenging them guys, man. We're not playing defense. We're not playing well. If we play like this, we're going to get blown out. Calling all the starters out, which you don't really see that in basketball. Football, you might see it. You don't see that in basketball, right? So I love everything about this team. And then they know their roles. There's so many times you see star players. We talk about star power on this team because they don't have a lot of it. But they all know their roles. If I didn't get enough shots this game, I'm cool with that. I've seen Jokic have 15 points, another 14 assists, 20 rebounds, and he's happy, cool, right? It's a triple-double. But this game, we had the 35 points, and it looks a lot better. Yeah. But he still has the same type of attitude, and they have the same type of great vibes as if he had 30 points to 15 points. So I just love the Nuggets, man. I think for the West, I got them going all the way. But I will say this. This year, this playoffs, it's going to be a lot harder, though, right? If you look at all the seedings, right, because now the Timberwolves are our top seed. Now the OKC's a top seed, right? All these teams that you didn't think are really that good, now they are good. So a guy like the Kings. Kings is a really good team. They're the seventh seed. Yeah. Right? The last year's Western Conference Finals, the Lakers, they're in the play-in. The Warriors, you never know what you're going to do with the Warriors. They're in the play-in. So this is going to probably be the hardest year for the Nuggets, but I do think they come out on top.
What was interesting watching last night's game was it's easier for the Nuggets to get an easy basket than it is for anybody else.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you see that? Think about it.
Yeah, I see that.
Drew Holiday had to hit a tray ball. Then Drew Holiday had to back door and hit another tray ball. Nuggets were still up 111-109. Then Jaylen Brown gets a steal. Jaylen Brown's had a phenomenal game. You find Jason Tatum wide open in the corner for a tray ball to take the lead, and Jason Tatum can't do it. Yeah. So what it would have taken for the Celtics to take the lead after being down by roughly 10 points the entirety of the fourth quarter, a Drew Holiday tray ball, which happened. Got that. Another Drew Holiday tray ball. It happened. You got that. Then you need Jason Tatum to hit a tray ball, and you can't get it. Meanwhile, the Joker, he's just going to post up, turn around, find a cutting Aaron Gordon. It's going to be an easy dunk. It's just so hard to get an easy basket, whereas for the Nuggets, James Jones, I just see it in Joy Taylor being extremely easy to get an easy basket. Going to be hard to beat. Going to be very, very hard to beat. Shady going to be hard to beat on Monday, James.
Yeah, yeah.
In this 40-yard dash with the whole world watching, LaShawn McCoy is going to be very hard. I mean, he has 10,000 yards rushing. So, I mean,
I got a serious question,
though. We're both running.
Who's the underdog and who's the top dog?
I don't know.
If you had the bang rights, who
that's a good point.
I'm
the top dog.
I don't know. I'm there.
There are more picks on Shady McCoy. Shady is currently the favorite in this race.
I mean,
we'll get the poll. There will be a video.
Where's the poll at? Where's the picks at? I need to see this. I got to see with my own.
Breaking news, Russell Wilson is no longer a Denver Bronco. Ain't no more Legions of Boom walking around. You still think, Joy, that Russ can win?
What Russ brings, Pittsburgh needs. And what Pittsburgh has, Russ needs.
Yeah,
there it is.
I love it.
Let me lie.
Shady, you wish you hooped so bad.
I would talk so much trash. I would be like Patrick Beverly, but like a real good player. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best athlete on Fox. Everybody can get this work.
Mama always told me be humble, G.
My mama ain't never told me that.
Your mama
she said, son, do that good, brag about it.
Who are you taking in the 2024 Speak 40-yard dash?
Joy, get out the tape because the Achilles tendons.
We have a medic ready, so don't worry.
This is what we have all been waiting for. You all make sure to tune in. Ain't this what we've been waiting for? The question is, are you ready? The tale of the tape, it speaks for itself. LaShawn McCoy, though a shorter stride, he's a little bit quicker out of the blocks. The question is, James Jones, once he stands up and run and gets that full elevated extension, will he be able to catch Shady McCoy after Shady more than likely takes an early lead? Where Shady has the advantage is in the start, coming straight out the gate. Where James
has the
advantage is the stride.
We need like the run along video.
I don't know if you have a budget for that.
I gotta see.
You think I got the longest stride?
You
think I possibly got a chance of?
You gotta catch him at the finish.
Okay.
You gotta catch him.
Consideration that the brother is 40. He's 40 years old.
We
gotta make sure that we wanna.
Yeah, you gotta make sure he's
close to 50.
So Hammy's is gonna be stretched.
We gotta. You know what I'm saying? He is like.
Now, the online poll, you at home have spoken. You're locked in. You're tuned in. James Jones has the early edge, 53 to 47%. They don't care about the age. They saw what James Jones did on the bench press one challenge, and they said, you know what? James Jones still about that life. But Shady McCoy's been an underdog his whole life.
Yeah, I love it, man. I mean, hey, listen, ask Nashawn Marino and ask Beanie Wells. They wanted them before
me. You weren't even the first round pick.
I'm used to being an underdog.
More people they took in front of me than they did you, bro.
Hey, look, man.
It's underdog.
Monday.
It can't come soon enough. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. Let's go, JJ.